K2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9 o'clock, it's Press Watch, your weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program hosted by Teresa Mitchell. At 10 o'clock, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, your daily news magazine. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes Melissa Yancey, author of the new collection of short fiction called Dog Years. And at 11:30, Radio Zine presents The Union Edge, with a warning about unpaid internships and how Scandinavians got the economy right. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. Here's a reminder that all new and increased gifts at KBOO will be matched one-to-one from right now through the end of the year, and that is thanks to the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. To take part in this excellent opportunity, you can go to kboo.fm right now and click on Donate.
Now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
And now it is time for News from the Boo, our weekly program Wednesdays at 5:45 or thereabouts, where we hear from folks inside of KBOO about happenings around your independent community radio station. I'm Aaron, Brian's riding shotgun. Tonight we're talking with Ani Haynes, KBOO's volunteer and outreach coordinator. Hello.
And good evening.
Well, Ani, in case there's anybody in the listening community who doesn't know who you are, why don't you tell us about yourself and your many roles here at KBOO?
Hey, there could be people. New people listen all the time. Well, my staff role is I am the volunteer and outreach coordinator here at KBOO. And in that role, I'm really excited to get to introduce a lot of new people to community radio, to introduce them to the KBOO community, what it's like on the other side of the speaker, and to hear about why they want to volunteer, to see what they're passionate about and what they want to get involved with that will then ultimately support the work of this great community radio station. So that's what I spend most of my time doing. But I started volunteering at KBOO 27 years ago or something like it, and I still volunteer to produce a public affairs show on Friday mornings called Positively Revolting.
Wonderful. Well, what are the current needs at KBOO that maybe some places you think that help might be most appreciated volunteer-wise?
Well, there's always so much going on at the station. So there's the volunteer work that people think about, you know, people that are DJs or like yourself, news announcers or reporters. There are also the people running the board. They're sort of like the silent behind the scenes. Without them, we are nothing, sort of volunteers. But there's also volunteers staffing the front desk. There are volunteers cleaning the halls and painting the building. There are volunteers who are doing data entry and filing work. There are volunteers writing grants. There are volunteers doing outreach work and staffing information tables in the community. There are volunteers creating field recordings. So there's so much that goes into the work of a community radio station that most listeners probably don't think about. And most of those roles really do need more people actively participating. So this is a great time to jump into KBOO. And the way you can get started is by attending the next volunteer orientation, which falls right after the new year. So, you know, I know a lot of people like to think about getting their year off to a good start, looking at something that's going to empower and strengthen their community, improve their, you know, community connections, be a part of something, especially in times like these where it's like pretty, I was just listening to that last interview, right? You know, it's like there's some dire times, there's some dire things going on. And so it's a fantastic time to actively jump in and do something positive and supportive. And our next volunteer orientation is coming up just Tuesday night, Tuesday, January 3rd. Here at KBOO at 6 o'clock. It's a couple hours long, and we talk about the history of the station, what our mission is, and how people can actively participate.
Great. Well, you know, it's funny you brought up that live interview we just finished, because I was thinking it's an interesting segue into talking to you. We heard about how a community is battling back racism, kind of unexpected new wave of racism, whether or not it's always been there, and acts of racism perpetrated against community members in the wake of this election and leading up to the inauguration. So could you talk a little more about what KBOO's role is in supporting members of a community in times like these?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Well, you know, KBOO as a community radio station, and as a community radio station that proudly supports our values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Those are things that we look to support and advance in all of our work, on air, off air, through our news and public affairs, through our music. And so that's been ongoing through much of our history. In the last couple of years, we've taken it to another level and actively started to engage our own internal community in anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-oppressions work, basically. Volunteers can come together. There's an open discussion and action group that meets on the first Saturday of every month here at KBOO to really dig deep into these issues and to see what it means to act in solidarity with other communities, to see what being an ally means, and you know, sometimes what being an accomplice means. How is it that we can actively support each other in all marginalized communities? Because, you know, KBOO's diversity is inherent to being a community radio station. We're not just here for any one community. We're here for many communities to share. And so, you know, we have folks from targeted communities. We have people of color. We have people of the Muslim faith. We have people from the LGBTQ communities. And we have people who are houseless. You know, so this is as we need to figure out new ways to actively support each other and bring, you know, bring a little more attention to the plights of people within each and every one of those communities.
And in your 27 years here, what have you seen? What happens with those members of the community who might feel excluded or threatened, or their allies? Can you talk about kind of the empowerment that happens when they're brought into the KBOO fold?
Well, I mean, I've just seen over and over again, you know, myself as well as an example of this, that, you know, in a lot of places, we see that phrase, you know, we heart diversity. And we know that there's a limit to that. Many of us realize that many groups have a history of loving diversity right up until somebody's diversity challenges somebody else's comfort zone. And so what I watch is people sort of come into KBOO and maybe test the waters a little bit and try to figure out, like, what it is that's going to be too much, what it is that's going to be like, oh, that's going to be too strange, too weird, too who I am, you know, too much a part of my own tradition, too much, you know, I'm not going to blend well. Well, and as people realize that we really do work hard on being very accepting of folks overall, that we don't ask people to sort of coalesce into the sort of, you know, beige median, right? That we want people to be their wonderful selves and truly be who they are here. That it really does. It's an act of empowerment in and of itself to find that you can be a part of a group and, you know, have that history. I've seen that over and over again. And like I said, I know it was true for myself as well.
So what else would you want people to know about volunteering at KBOO?
Well, if you have some time and you want to get to know some fascinating people, you want to have a time that is, you know, I think that we have a lot of fun here making radio together, but we also do a lot of really super important work. And so depending on what your interests are, there's definitely a place for you here at the station. We do, at this moment, really need people to help us staff the front desk. We really need people to help us keep the building together and cleaned and repaired. To that end, there is a group of folks that are meeting this Saturday to do a little basic KABU repair work. And if people want to get involved with that, even if you haven't volunteered before, get a hold of me. And I would love to introduce you to the community that way. You can contact me anytime by emailing me, volunteer@kboo.org. And I'd love to plug you into a little building cleanup, sprucing, love and care of our community this Saturday. It's a great way to end this year and, start KABU off right for 2017.
Now, you're also the outreach coordinator.
Yep.
What does outreach mean at KABU?
Well, that's just making sure that people know that we exist so that they can take advantage of us, right? So that they can hear the programs that our volunteers create. They can enjoy the music. They can educate themselves with the news. And they can even participate or become a member of KABU as well. It's a way to make sure that KABU is there in front of people. And it's also a way to support a number of groups that share KABU's interests and values. So we can be a media sponsor for many, many different events in town. Coming right up, for example, we have the 32nd annual Martin Luther King Day Jr. celebration coming up in mid-January. And that's actually a celebration that started here at KABU in Studio One, just two rooms over. And it outgrew our studios, outgrew Jefferson High School. It's now over at the Highland Christian Center. And so that's an event that we co-sponsor every year. And there are many different events. If people are involved in various nonprofit groups and you're interested in helping to spread the word through the KABU community, then you would go ahead and go to our website, kboo.fm. And there's a tab at the top that says sponsored. Get the drop-down menu and say sponsor an event. And it gives you all the information about our media sponsorship program. We never charge for media sponsorships, but we do ask that there's a sort of a trade in publicity. And so with that, we are able to support and actively promote a lot of wonderful things happening in the community, like the Portland Underground Grad School, we're a co-sponsor of, many different theater companies, and many different just wonderful one-time events as well. So it's a good way to cross-promote.
Great. Well, just about 30 seconds left. New Year's is days away. Do you have any New Year's resolutions for KABU?
I would say that New Year's resolutions for KABU is to have more fun and to really get more people involved in doing the super important work that we are doing, especially as, well, we watch fascism come to the country, right? Okay, there I said it. Time to get involved in KABU. Next volunteer orientation is Tuesday the 3rd at 6 o'clock. Be involved in your community. Be the media.
Thank you for joining us. This has been Aaron J. Bernard, speaking with KABU volunteer and outreach coordinator Ani Haynes. Thank you, Ani.
Thanks, Aaron.
You're listening to KBOO Radio, Portland. It is 6 o'clock, and the Youth Collective is up next.
Give to KBOO today during our end-of-year match. Wrapping up December 31st, donations from all new and increasing members will be matched one-to-one up to $15,000 from the Collins Foundation and SSI Shrine.